Yeah, we would. The first two at Grafton, and Capsali, he's a 290 favourite.
Yeah, I'm with him. 4-3-2-5. Look, he's got a bad habit of not stepping, but Lukey Rolls has rode him his last two, and I think he's worked him out. He has won a couple here in the past at Grafton. Three Swanston's had three solid runs back, and he gets up to 1,700 metres with a nice claim for Molly Fitzgerald, and loves that toe in the ground. Avenues of Stars, the two. He was really good to win at Gatton the other day. He just led, and he just went right through the line. Noel Kello's only ride here today, and Stay Safe is in the mix. He's only a two times winner. He's an open handicap, but he run really good in the Quirindi Cup. And I reckon this big flat track here at Grafton will suit him a lot better. 4-3-2-5, race one.
Race two, and we've got Matty Dunn here with a favourite, 290, the 12.
Yeah, I'm 3-12-5-2. I'm with Disco Tech here. The three, Brett Mallion, Andrew Mallion rides. He's had trains. It started at $1.95 at Wagga on debut back in October 2023, but brilliant at Ballina, led and home, and a good mare running down late and super impressive. And she's coming out to win again there at Armidale the other day, so I like her. Viali's the danger, the 12. She only had the one run. That was back in November at Eagle Farm. She was beaten 4.8 with that one winner come out of it, but she trialled really good at Doomben 26 days ago. Come off the speed in the trial, went to him and put him away late. Flying Milo, forget he last run at Gatton. I mean, prior to that, he'd hit the line good at Ipswich, and the young jockey just lost his irons out of the gates, and that was the end of the story with him. So he was a wipeout last start, and Carbrook's done nothing wrong. He's just finding it a little bit hard to win. He's been placed his last four from the Brett Kavanagh yard. 3-12-5-2, race two.
Okay, we go to race number three. Call Me Super at 3.10.
Yeah, I'm 8-4-6-11. This horse might be getting back into some sort of form. Eight bells in. He gets a lovely gate. He gets a claim from Molly Fitzgerald. And there was nothing wrong with his running 23 days ago when running second behind Coastal Raider, beaten 1.8 lengths. So he could be getting back into form. Bert Butter was good. He's had two solid runs back to 40. Hit that real heavy track. I don't reckon he handled it either, but his run was good behind Clipper Ship, and he'll get a lot better track here today. Call Me Super the Six. She led all the way to win a maiden first up at 800 metres. She led the other day. I will say she was in the worst part of the track there at Coffs Harbour on that heavy ground. And 11-hour Pebbles found the line good last start, but she probably needs a little bit of a luck from a sticky gate. 8-4-6-11, race three.
Race four, super impressive, very short.
Yeah, smart filly, and looks hard to beat again. 7-10, 8-6. I mean, she's done nothing wrong. She won a super maiden first up, and then she went to Armidale and probably didn't handle down the hill, but she was just too good for him. When she flattened out at the 200-metre mark, she put him away. I've got 10 Bolfoni as the danger. He resumes here. He's won two first up. He's got his own track advantage with a claim for Molly Fitzgerald, and he is a better horse when he can just get that give in the ground. Couple of watches as 8 Juan Gina Rose was doing a good job last prep. Resumes here from the Brad Munro stable with no trials. And 8 September Girl, smart man, a good mare here on a home track. She went to the synthetic last start. Well, that was first up, and she didn't get through it whatsoever at the Gold Coast when she was wide throughout. So you'll see a big improvement with her today. 7-10, 8-6, race four.
Okay, race five. And what have we got here? Mr. Villa, $1.90.
Yeah, I'm 9-2-3-11. I'm with Mr. Villa. Liked his three runs this time in. He struck real heavy tracks at Tuncurry, and he was good at Taree the other day. I just see Gay Balls put a set of blinkers on him first time, and I think it's probably looking for it now. Magic Tico, the two, he resumes here. Well, he's had a little 10-week freshen up, but he trialled lovely here 8 days ago. He ran second in the trial. He was never off the bridle. Mr. Tyler showed a lot of improvement at Moree's. Nice and fit, even though he's had a few chances to win the three. And the 11 Queen Beale had a heap of condition on her first up, and she steps up to 1,200 metres. You could see her strip a lot fitter today. 9-2-3-11, race five.
All right, race six, and Intentional Lass, 175.
I'm out of the best of the day, but she's short, 9-3-12-6, and she's going to be very hard to beat this mare, Dave. She run fifth at Eagle Farm in a class one, beaten 1.4. We've had three winners come out of it already. She's a better mare when she can get a toe in the ground. She draws it inside gate with Matty McGarren aboard. Ottoman Empire, the three, was huge first up. They stepped in here at 1,700. He'd had one trial going into that. He could just improve. He got a lovely gait. He's a better horse on a big track, and he gets that here. Fighting Daughters, the 12th form of Victoria Mare. She's doing a good job. She's been placed the last three at Tuncurry and Coffs Harbour and Taree. And Spills, no knocks with him either. He just probably needs a little bit of luck from a sticky gate. 9, 3, 12 and 6 for me in race 6.
All right, and race 7, the lucky last, mate, Beauty Bound at $5.
Open race. I'm 12, 13, 5, 2. I'm just going to take the punt here with 50 carats. Only runner for Kurt Goldman. He had two in the race. He scratched Negation out of it and left 50 carats. Now, Bailey Wheeler's been booked. So Bailey comes down to ride her. She's a better mare when she can get soft ground. And I think he's just been waiting for the track with her. So I'm with her. Rum Revolution, the 13th, only had two runs for the new yard. I like what she did here the other day, running third behind Sir Boo. That was in a class two. She's back to a 58 rating. Five Beauty Bound was impressive to win at Moorlambar, although it was on heavy ground winning a maiden. She probably went to her out of the grade in a 65 rating at Doomben, beaten six. So she's back to country grade and back to a 58. I've got to watch on this two here, Spill the Secret. He resumes here from the Michael Lakey yard. He gets an inside gate and McGarren aboard. And he's had one trial back and he won a Deegan trial 3 weeks ago and was never off the bridle to win that trial. His first up record's not the best, but he has trialled up really good. 12, 13, 5, 2 for me in the last.
Quaddy and best, mate.
Two best, race 5, number 9, Mr. Vila, and race 6, number 9, Intentional Last. Quaddy numbers are 7, 10, first leg, 9, 2, second leg, then 9, 3 and 12 in the third leg. And just widen that last leg. That's the trick race, 12, 13, 5, 2, Dave.
Okay, good stuff, mate. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Gary.
No worries. See you, mate.